Hello?
Hello, is Ashley Cardenas there?
Speaking.
Thank you so much. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
They're 50-50.
Thank you so much. Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your age?
I'm 32.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Mexicana.
Okay, thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'll say 5.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Just satisfied?
No.
Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I would say just somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapproved. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And as, for example, banning TikTok. Banning from 0 to 10. How important is this for you?
This is a 0.
0. And protecting our personal data online from foreign countries?
Say that again?
Yeah, protecting our personal data data online from foreign countries.
I'll say 5.
And addressing immigration and border security.
This is very important, so this is a 10.
Thank you so much. And improving K through 12 education.
A 10.
And lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
A 10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Thank you. Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
I would say a 5.
fire. And banning assault weapons.
Banning assault weapons. I think that would be like a 7.
A 7. Thank you so much. And protecting voting rights and democracy.
That would be a 5.
Thank you so much. And do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I'm still willing to vote in the upcoming election.
You're still motivated to vote in the upcoming?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. As for example, Republicans in Congress. From 0 to 100.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I'm sorry?
Repeating like the beginning? What was it? Something about
Yeah, sure. I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. And standing with the Republicans in Congress?
Really cold. No, not warm.
So you could say... Well, 0 means that it is very cold and unfavorable.
Okay. So I would say, so it's like 0 to 100, you said. I would say 5.
Okay. And what about Joe Biden?
0.
And Democrats in Congress?
I would say 7.
And X, formerly known as Twitter?
Oh, Twitter? 0. Okay, about that.
And Cornel West?
Cornel West? I would say a 10.
A 10. And Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, 0.
And TikTok?
TikTok? How much I care about TikTok? I care even more about TikTok than Donald Trump. I would say 80.
80. Okay, thank you so much. And you too?
100.
And Cory Booker?
Cory Booker?
Booker, I'm sorry.
Booker, no worries. I would say... I'll say 50 on him.
50. Okay, thank you so much. And what about Charlemagne the God?
Uh-huh. Oh, Charlemagne the God. Oh, my God. What? I don't care about him. 0.
Thank you so much. And by last, Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, 0.
Lira. Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but it's the election for president that we're held today, and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump. For whom would you vote? Or if you are undecided, please say so.
I'm undecided at the moment.
Okay, thank you so much. And, well, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say that it's a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
Do you think that is somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
Much more of a threat.
Thank you so much. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
I would say it's about right.
It's about right. Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? The U.S. government, foreign tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, North Korea, Russia, China, or big U.S. tech companies?
Big U.S. tech companies.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? As for example, TikTok.
Daily.
Daily. Would you say that you use it multiple times a day, or about once a day?
I would say multiple times a day.
Okay, and what about Instagram?
Instagram? I don't really use that.
You don't use it at all, or you use it maybe less than once a month, or about once a month?
I would say about once a month.
About once a month. And what about Facebook?
Facebook is there an option for like a few times a week?
Okay, thank you so much. And what about YouTube?
YouTube daily, multiple times a day.
Thank you so much. And what about the network, the X, formerly Twitter?
None at all.
Not at all. Okay, thank you so much. And as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to your personality? Watching entertaining content, accessing unfiltered news and information, learning about businesses and products, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, or etc., or connecting with people who share your views and values, or organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community?
Learning things. Learning cooking.
All right. Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. For example, TikTok plays a negative role in our society. Are you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree. Disagree.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And X or Twitter plays a negative role in our society. What about this? Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. And X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure. Do you
I disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Probably not. Disagree.
Are you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And Meta plays a negative role in our society. Meta is the Facebook, Facebook. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I don't agree. Disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. And Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 88% of the survey. I really thank you so much for your time. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
Have you heard a lot? A little?
A lot of information about it.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I uphold it.
Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I would not vote for them.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. What do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? For example, well, they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are playing politics. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They have been influenced by big tech lobbies who work for TikTok's competitors. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. What do you think that is the primary motivation from what they banned?
Close to the end, you picked one that was, like, really good. To basically, not the propaganda one, but there was, like, one or two before then to basically stop the spread of information, basically. To try to silence people? Is that the option, like, one of the options, like, something close to that?
They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like,
yes,
or agree
that.
With. That is,
yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources did you get most of your news of information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard. Or YouTube, or print newspapers or magazines, or talk on news radio, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, news websites or apps, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, local TV news, music and entertainment sites, or none of the above?
It would be local TV news, magazines, social media, and Google News.
Google News. Okay, thank you so much. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
From college.
It is college.
Well, I'll say 12th grade. Yeah. Well, college, yeah.
College, all right. Thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
All right, and which of the following do you consider yourself to be? Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban, Central American, South American, or another Hispanic or Latino origin?
Mexican.
All right, and so this concludes our survey. I really thank you so much for your time and your participation. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
No problem. You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.